statement of what the animal functor should be. So it should be a functor from this category of quasi-tangle in Lagrangian dualism to this category of top substantial Jacobian ones. And so it should be a natural generalization of the animal variant. So now I'm going to briefly explain how it is defined. So it will need three slides. So we start from a Lagrangian dualism M containing a tangle 2. It's the same example as before. And the first thing to do is to transform this cobordism, which has some homology, in some way or another into a homology. And a natural way to do this is to glue some two handles. Okay? So we are going to glue some two handles, which means a disk time interval. So we will glue a triangle along every longitude on the top surface, and we will glue two handles along every meridian, on the bottom surface. Okay, so doing this, we will kill the homology of the Lagrangian cobordism. And we will also transform the words, W and V, by replacing every bullet by the standard word plus minus. Okay, so doing this, we obtain the cobordism become a homology cube C. So in that case, since it was a trivial cobordism, we get a standard cube. The roles W and V have changed. And also we have remembered the positions of the cocores of the two handles, which we have. So the cocore is those intervals inside the two handles. So doing this, we obtain a new tangle, which we denote by gamma, and which consists of as many components as the genus of the top surface and the bottom surface. Okay? So what we get is a new quasi-tangle, gamma union tau. So tau, so tau was an initial tangle, inside a new homology cube C. Okay? So we now work on this, and we'll apply the animal invariant. So for this, we introduce some notation. So let G be the genus of the top surface, so the number of bullets in the word W, and let F be the genus of the bottom surface. And we also call W prime and V prime the words obtained from W and V by forgetting the parentheses and forgetting the bullets. Okay, so here in our example, G is 2, F is 2, and W prime and B prime are aggregated on this slide. Okay, so now we shall consider a diagrammatic analog of the Poincaré Jacobian isomorphism, which I think is due to Drawer. So I recall the definition. So if you have so a finite set in which you isolate the color X with some other one and equal X, maybe Y. Then this Poincaré Birkhovitz isomorphism will take values into the same space, except that the color X has become labeled with the same color. Okay. And so the definition is like this. So if you have a diagram, D, so you consider all the univalent vertices labeled with X, so let's say that there is K such univalent vertices, and it is sent to the average of all ways of gluing those univalent vertices to a new interval labeled by X. So it will be a sum of the whole permutation of K elements. And here the permutations acts here. Okay. And that's an isomorphism. So we apply these operations to every color. So the color 1 plus etc. G plus will refer to the top components of the tangle gamma, while the negative colors 1 minus etc. F minus will refer to the bottom components of the tangle gamma. So if we compute the element variant of C with a tangle gamma not tau, so we have something here, and we apply PDW inverse, we obtain a color diagram with those colors. And because M was assumed to be Lagrangian, the linking matrix of gamma in tau, the linking matrix of gamma in C will not show some strut with only positive colors. So what we get is actually a morphism in the category T SA from the world GW prime to the world LG prime. So this is what we wanted. But unfortunately, if we stop here, we do not get a functor. So if we we take two cobordisms, M2 and M prime to prime, then the composition rule will not be satisfied. Okay? So there is some more work to do. So I sketch it now, briefly. So the claim is that there is an endomorphism TGW prime of the object GW prime in the category TSA, such that if I decompose what I defined in the previous slide with this endomorphism, then I do define a functor as I wish from the category of tangles in the cobordism to the category of diagrams. And of course, this T will be unique, because it has to be the inverse of the value of Z on the trivial cobordism inside this category. Okay. And so in order to show that satisfy this property, it implies a functoriality, we have to define it as follows. So TGW prime will consist of a trivial part, so some strands with no diagrams, which is determined by the world of W prime. So the strings are upwards and downwards depending on the signs, plus or minus W prime. And this continuum with some diagrams. It's always the same diagram, but with different color. So this diagram, TXY, is a Jacobian diagram with just two colors. So I won't give a definition, but it's defined in some way from the conservation integral of this cut of link and using the Becker-Campbell-Dorff series. Okay. So for instance, if the associator phi is assumed to be even, so the value of TXY up to degree 2 is shown here. So if we take this T, and it can be proved that Z tilde is a functor. So this needs to understand how the composition of cobordisms translate. I go back. How the composition of cobordisms translate when I consider the corresponding tangles like this in homology. Okay, but I will not go further in the details of the construction of the Lemov functor. I think it's enough now. But I will now consider the case of closed surfaces. Because usually, maybe not in the low-dimensional topology, but in some other fields, one prefers to consider closed surfaces. So in our case, the model closed surface will be obtained from the surface with one ordinary component by just gluing the two disks. And this closed surface is annotated with a hat. So we can define the same category as before, the category of tangles in Lagrangian cobordisms, except that now we consider morphisms between we consider cobordisms between surfaces with no boundary. Okay, it's the same definition. The composition is the same. And so we get the category. But here, this category is not monoidal anymore, or not in a natural way, because we don't have anymore this vertical boundary, which was used to define the horizontal ring. Okay. So nonetheless, and that's the way we will work on it, this category is the quotient of the monoidal category of cobordisms between surfaces with boundary. So there is a functor, which is simply defined by gluing a 2-handle along the vertical boundary. Okay. And it's possible to identify the corresponding to identify the equivalence relation in this category, which makes this projection a bijection. Okay, so now what will happen for diagrams? What do we have to do for diagrams if we want to consider closed surfaces? So we are going to define an ideal I of the previous category. So for any object WG and VF in this category, we consider the subspace of the space of diagrams, of top substantial diagrams, which are spanned by those for diagram of this form. So maybe here I can draw another picture. So the starting of this linear combination, the way to obtain this linear combination, is to draw the same diagram. So here I put all the positive colors, and here that's the top boundary of the one manifold. And similarly below, I consider here all the negative colors, and as well as the bottom boundary of the one manifold. Okay. But here, also here, of course the string can be top, upwards or downwards. Okay. So this one, for instance, is so this one is downward, and that one is upward. Okay. So I consider a diagram of this form with an additional leg, if you want, an anchor, which is going to be glued to every neighborhood of the bottom part. So that's what we have done here. So it can be glued to the dashed part at every place, or to the solid part. And at the solid part, there is a sign plus if the string is downward, and the sign minus if the string is up. Okay? And so using the IHX and SU relation, it can be verified that those spaces defined for any WG, V, and F define an ideal I of the category. And so we can consider the quotient category TSA at. Okay? And so it can be proved, and it's a little bit technical, but it can be proved that the functor, which we have previously defined for cobordisms between surfaces with one boundary component, factorizes to cobordisms between surfaces with no boundary. Okay. So and the price to pay is to consider diagrams modulo the previous solutions. Okay, so this is done in a paper in the case of no tangle, and in the case of tangle, it is not done anywhere. Well, the proof is not done anywhere, but this proof needs some check. Using the same argument, it needs some check. Okay, so that's all for the variable functor. So if you don't have question, I'm going tonight to explain how it relates to other constructions. Okay. Because so far, so we have reviewed the construction of the variable functor. from the beginning, starting from an oscillator. So the Lemo functor is a TQFT defined using an oscillator. And now I would like to explain how it relates to other constructions. On each of these constructions, for all these constructions, is always, so I will here maybe make some echo with the world intervention of yesterday. So each of these subjects, here we have three subjects, is about the Machev compression of somebody. The Machev compression of somebody. So in this case, it's the Torelli group of a surface. Here it's the fundamental group of a surface. And elliptic oscillator, so this Benjamin subject, is about the Purbel group on a torus. Okay. I could also have explained how the LMO functor determines the Johnson homomorphisms, which is okay mentioned yesterday, but maybe I will have time actually to mention it later. And another subject, which is not, which is still mysterious, is the way the Lemo functor relates to the Recitekin Turev security. That's an important problem. So it is known that for the Lemo invariant for integer Mohs spheres determines all the Recitekin Turev invariants. But it is not known for the Lemo functor. There is even no statement for this relation. Okay, so those three topics can be unified into a single topic. So we will consider now the restriction of the Lemo functor to a certain kind of monoid, which I'm now going to define. So that's a monoid of string links in homology cylinders. So we fix two integers, g and n, and we make the following definition. So the homology cylinder of genus g is a cobordism m from the surface of G itself, which cannot be distinguished from the spherical cobordism, just with homology with rational coefficients. Okay? And its boundary is identified with the boundary of the trivial cylinder. A string link in such a homology cylinder is an unfriend number, so for simplicity we'll forget about frames. So it is an unframed tangle which consists of n particular components going from top to bottom without permitting the poles. Okay. So here we have an example of a string link with three components in the trivial cobordism of Gs2. So it's like a pure red, except that, as you can see here, maybe not, I don't know. The bread is not assumed to be monotone. It can go upwards and downwards. Okay. So this set of string links in homology cylinders is actually a monoid. It's a monoid if you compose them as we composed before, tangles inside the cobordisms. So this monoid is noted by SCGN. So that's an example. An example is SC23. And we could also have defined the same monoid in the closed case. So we would then have considered the string links in a surface with no boundary. So in that case, again, we put a hat on the monoid. Okay. So now we have to redefine the Jacobi diagram. So we have to define a new kind of Jacobi diagrams in order to study these special case of cobordisms and tangles. So here is the space is noted by A order Gn. So it's AV notation, which I will explain. So this is a vector space generated by Jacobi diagrams. Which are attached to some vertical strings, so here N3, for instance. And then there might be some univalent vertices, which are not colored by a finite set, but colored by the vector space given by the first homology group of the surface. So, for example, it could be this diagram. So we'll just put a chord. And there is something that you see, a chord with some homology pairs. And the additional data is that we assume that those univariant vertices are totally product. And maybe the convention could be to grow them vertically like this. And there are five relations. Also, there is a technical assumption. We do not assume a strut of any kind. So the relations are again the anti-symmetry on IHS relations and three more relations. So the easiest relation is the linearity relations, which say that if you have a vertex colored by a linear combination, then you can develop, like for tensors. And the F5 relation for family independence is here because we're just going to consider unframed tangles. So this relation say that if you have an isolated chord with nothing between the two endpoints, then it goes to zero. And the most interesting relation, which is due to Abiro, is that if you want to reverse the order between two vertices, then the price to pay is to glue those two vertices and to multiply by omega xy. And here, omega, like in yesterday's talk, is a homology intersection form of the surface. Okay? So that's a vector space. And this vector space has a natural multiplication, which just consists in stacking diagrams. So here I have one diagram, a second diagram. So I put this one on the top, and all the vertices of the second one are declared to be upper the vertices of the first one. So we get an algebra, and narrow the symplectic group of this. So maybe I will call H as yesterday. Vector space. So the symplectic group acts in a natural way by acting on colors on this. So which is good news because we can use the representation theory of the symplectic group in order to do some computations. You can decompose into irreducible components. Okay. So in the closed case, we have to bond out by an ideal. So the ideal is denoted by I superindex order. And here there is a notation. Oh, sorry. So this univariant vertex, which is below every body, is not exactly a vertex. So the notation is that if I have a univariant vertex like this, colored with omega, so it means the sum for one going to for I going to, from one to the genus of the trivalent vertex labeled by alpha I beta. So that's the way to write the symplectic form as an anti-symmetric to tensors. Okay, so if I have such a diagram below with the omega vertex below everybody, then I can transform it into this linear combination. So the sum of all ways of gluing the same vertex to the bottom of strands of the tangle. Okay, so that's an ideal again by IHX relations on STU. This has to be checked, and we get a quotient algebra A over this. Okay. So now we have this. So the LMO functor which was defined in general for fungals in cobordisms, can be specialized to the case of trimming in homology synapse. And so in that case, we can consider those algebra A order on A order path. So I will just tell how the order is defined from the animal functor. So to define the order, we consider this space. So Jacobian diagrams, colors by 1 plus, etc., 2 plus, 1 minus, 5 minus, with n vertical strings. And we mod out by F1. So this is the space where the element functor takes values if you restrict to string links in the homology singles. And we consider the subspace of AY of this space spanned by diagrams without free struts. And so it turns out that this space is isomorphic. It is isomorphic to the previous one, A order. So the isomorphism is defined like this. So if you have a diagram with some colors, so the colors can be so they are go from 1 to G with a minus or a plus or less. So the isomorphism psi transforms the color, the negative colors into the homology places of nilgans, and it transforms the positive colors into the homology places of parallels. And you declare all parallels to be upper nilgans. And that's an isomorphism. So now, if you take homology cylinder, or stringing tau in homology cylinder N, and if you compute the theta, the result is that you get two parts. So there is a constant part, always the same. So this exponential with some struts, and another part which belongs to the previous space AY. So this part has no struts. And so the order is defined by applying the isomorphism psi to the theta value. Okay? And then the work is to check that the composition rule, the composition rule of the category TSA translates into this operation if I restrict to the Y part and if I apply it. And also to prove that the two kinds of relations, the two kinds of ideal I which I define, correspond through these isomorphisms. So it's a little bit technical, but it works. Okay. So now we have a very general invariant which applies to any kind of string links in homology synonyms. And I'm not going to explain in the remaining time how it can be applied in several situations. Okay, so each of these situations is of the following form. So we have a group G, a classical group from topology. And this group can be embedded into a monoid of string links in homology synthesis. And then we can apply the LNO homomorphism the order. So what we get is a diagrammatic representation of the group G. So this will be an expansion in the sense of war from yesterday. So there are three cases. So first, the first case we can consider is a case just the fundamental group of a closed surface. So it's a free group with one relation, and it can be embedded into the monoid of string link with just one strand into a genus G homology cylinder. In fact, we just consider the trigger of the cylinder, and the loop will be developed in time. Okay, so we get a string knot in the trivial cobordism. So if we apply the LMO homomorphism, we get an element of this algebra. So the second example, which is similar to the previous one, but now we have several strings, is the case of the purebred group on a closed surface. So this purebred group can be embedded into the monoid of n strands streaming into the trivial cobordism. And again, we can apply LMO. And the last case, maybe the most interesting case, is the Tourvenne group. So I'm going to record the definition. So remember from yesterday's talk that the mapping pair group of the closed surface, like LG hat, is a set of orientation preserving self homomorphism of this surface up to the isotropy relation. And then the Tourvenne group is the subgroup of the mapping pair group consisting of all elements which act trivially in homology. So the mapping class group is an interesting object, and the Tourvenne group is maybe more interesting, or it's more mysterious. And for instance, it is not known in the Tourvenne group is finitely generated in genus at least 3, but it is not known to be finitely presented, in contrast with the mapping class group. So we will consider each of the situations, and we will also consider the same groups for the surface LG with one boundary component, which is actually easier. Okay, so yes, some word of caution. So these expansions, so let us use the vocabulary. The order depends on phi, which also makes it interesting. And it depends also on the chosen system of meridians and parallels. Okay, so it's not an intrinsic, it's not a canonical invariant, it needs some choices. Okay, and it turns out that in every case, so if we extend it by linearity to the group algebra of G, the map is filtration preserving. So here, the filtration on the group algebra, as yesterday, for instance, in the Rose intervention, is defined by taking the powers of the augmentation ideal. So the I is the power of the augmentation, which just take the sum of the coefficients. Okay? And the filtration on the algebra A is defined by the degree. And now the degree of V, the degree of a diagram in one of those algebra, A order or GN, is defined to be the number of trivalent vertices plus the number of univalent vertices attached to the solid part. So we do not count those univalent vertices which are just colored. Okay. So the order in each case is filtration preserving. And the graded homomorphism can be computed. So I'm going to explain this in each case. So in the case of the fundamental group of a closed surface, so the group QG is known. So maybe I don't know if it's the first one, but there is a paper by Labut where I compute the Machev completion of a group with one relations. So this applies to the group. And what G is then the tensor algebra generated by the first homology group with one relation, so omega. So now omega is regarded as a true tensor, alpha I tensor beta I minus beta I tensor alpha I. Okay. And the map of Grozzi order is what we expect. Just send a generator H of this algebra into the diagram. So, yes, with just one strut with color H and attached to the unit string. And it is not difficult to prove that it is this map is injective. The second example, when we consider the pure white group of a pure surface. So computations of Grob QG are also known in this case. Maybe the main references are Bezpečernikov and this paper by another paper by Nakamura, Takao, and Mono. So these quantations have one generator in H for every string, so n is the number of strings, and some quadratic and cubic relations. And actually, if you assume the genus to be at least two, they are just quadratic relations. Okay? And the map, which has been considered by Humbert in his thesis, is just to send the i-th generator, the i-th copy of a generator H, of an element H of the first homology group, into the Jacobi diagram with just one strut called with H and attached to the i-th. Okay. So the map in this case is probably injective, although there is no proof available, except in the cast thesis where it proves injectivity by a lot of computation in genus 1 on when the number of strings is 2 or 3. Okay, if n is 1, this is the previous case. And so in each case, we have an expansion in the sense of R. We have an expansion in the sense of Rho if we have the injectivity. So the last case, or the most mysterious case, is when we consider the Torelli group. So I said that the Torelli group is not known to be finitely presented, but the Machiavelli algebra is known to be finitely presented. So that's the group M. And in particular, he computed the Grob of this Machiavelli algebra, so he computed the Grob of QG. And the Grob of QG is generated by the third exterior power of H, modulo omega which H, so now omega is seen as an antisymmetric tensor. And there are some quadratic and cubic relations which he computes in some sense. And if we assume the genus to be at least 6, there is no cubic relations. Okay? And so the map here, the quadratic version of Z, is what we expect. So we send a tree vector XYZ to the tree pod with labels XYZ. And the injectivity is not known, unfortunately. But still, it is injective in degree at most 3, in genus at least 6, and this can be deduced from a result of Einhorn algorithm, or can be also deduced using the element morphism by similar computations. Okay. So now, in order to So here that's what I call infinitesimal Torelli group. So I mentioned the group of M, and I also mentioned symplectic expansion. So symplectic expansion is when you consider the first case in the boundary case. So you consider the pi 1 of a surface with one boundary. So the target is this here is this algebra of Jacobi diagram with just one string. Now you can make a quotient of this algebra. So it's a kind of quotient which has already been considered by the world. Abegger and Masbaum in their study of Miller and Rands. So it consists in killing all diagrams with at least two vertex. Attached to the solid part. So I want to kill this. And also I kill diagrams with no vertices. Okay. So this is what I mean by entropy production. So if you do this to the algebra A order G1, you get the tensor algebra of H. Okay, and so what you obtain is a map from the fundamental group to the tensor algebra, and that's a symplectic expansion, as Yusuke explained yesterday. And so why did I need to define this? Because as I said more yesterday, it's not difficult to construct symplectic expansion. But this one is necessary, is a special one, so maybe I can say how it is special using Yusuke's talk. So yesterday, and also in Maria's talk, there was a map from the Torelli group of FG to the Lie algebra of derivations of the 3D algebra generated by H with values in the degree at least two parts. Okay, so I think Yusuke calls it yesterday positive derivations. So there is several ways to define it, and it depends on the choice of symplectic expansion. Okay, so one way to define it is to say that the Torelli group acts on the fundamental group of pi. So pi is the fundamental group of the surface. So if it acts on pi, it acts on the Machiavelli algebra of pi. And actually, you get automorphism which induces the identity as a logical domain. So I put here that. Okay. And here it fits the boundary element, which Yusuke called zeta yesterday. So here it will fix log zeta. And if you do a log to this, you get derivations, which vanishes on log zeta, positive derivations on the natural algebra. And if you use a symplectic expansion, so you compose and pre-compose with symplectic expansion, you get this map. Okay? And so now, if you take theta, the theta induced from the LMO functor, so this one I mentioned, then 2 theta is the same thing as the tree reduction. Of the LMO homomorphism. So by tree reduction, I mean that in this algebra, I kill every diagram which is not acyclic. Okay. So that's the role of this strange symplectic expansion. And so second topic, no, sorry, third topic which I mentioned is the Benjamin's topic. And so what we did for the fundamental group can be done for the purebred group with two strings on the torus. So there is a similar homotopic production which has been considered by Katz. And Katz proves that if we do this homotopic production, then we reobtain Benjamin's formulas which build an elliptic oscillator from a given phi. So that's the way it is connected to the elliptic oscillators. Okay, and that's the last thing I wanted to say.
Any questions or comments?
In
injectivity argument for the three group, and the Casson invariant in the framework of monitor to appear to appear.
Yes, so in the the Casson invariant in the case of the AMO morphism appears. So here I have to be careful because there is various way to consider, there is various equivalent descriptions of diagrams. So if I consider the ZTWY, which I mentioned previously, so I restrict it to the Torelli group. So this is I guess a space AY with some colors. 1 plus minus etc. G plus minus. Then the Casson invariant. So the Casson invariant applied to the Torelli group. So applied means that you take the homology, you take S3 and you you twist the standard of FG by an element of the Torelli group to get a new homology sphere, and then you apply Casson. So that's Morita's map. So Morita, so Casson Morita in this case is the Q vector space, so, sorry, the Q vector space spanned by the theta. But if we consider not this space, but the algebra A order, it will not be exactly the theta graph, the theta plus the invariant part of the tree level.
I have one question. So yesterday there were various conjectures or various questions posed about, say, the symplectic expansions, right? Whether there are symplectic expansions, how the symplectic expansions interact with this various versions of the Torelli co-bracket. Now you have some some natural source to generate like topologically from some kind of topological machinery how to generate symplectic and other expansions. Does it help you to answer?
No, so far it does not help me. But I think
why?
Because I have not done computations. But I think that so this special symplectic expansion, special is a conservative one. Mm-hmm. This specific symplectic expansion should play a role. For the problems that Naryev mentioned. Because they come from topology. The co-bracket is a topological construction. So we can expect some good behavior of these symplectic expansions for the problems that, that Naryev and Musuke mentioned yesterday.
Okay.
Any
other questions?
You take homotopic reduction.
Yes.
To get the symplectic expansion.
Yes.
In some sense, you lose some information there.
Do I lose some? No, because what do you mean by? Yes, I lose some diagram, but I do not lose some information because the expansion that I get is injective. So I don't. An expansion is an injective map. So I kill some diagrams, but at the end, I do not lose information.
So. The algebra of symplectic derivations of L hat is an automorphism. That acts on the set of symplectic expansions.
Yes.
My question is that what is the natural group acting on something? Some object before taking homotopic reduction.
I don't know. So you mean something which will act on this algebra?
Yes.
I think, yes, I think the answer would be to consider the group-like element of this acting on itself by conjugation. I think this would be the answer.
Well, what about like if you feed an associative into it, like J of T or G T, should they act on everything?
So they act on the set of vectors, so they will act on symmetric on this kind of symmetric expansion. But again, this is just some computations. So there is a formula for the symmetric expansion. So the formula. It's just in terms of the concession integral. There is no formal Gaussian integration, but it's a complicated formula. We need to decompose your rectangle into elementary pieces, and then there is several copies of phi which appear. So you have a formula. So genus 1, the formula is simpler, genus 2, it gets more complicated. But at the end, I don't know, I have not done computation. But that's certainly an interesting part.
It would be very surprising if you need the full power of the Concievich integral to get a symplectic expansion.
Yes, we discussed this. Yes, so there would be an analog of your work with Susan Adamsko for, in this case, that's what you mean. Welded a version of the element.
Yeah.
Questions? If not, thanks again.